So doing the Chovat Talmidim, we're at the bottom of page 10. Nachon, it is fitting, she'ezeh pe'amim b'shavua, that a few times during the week, yilmad amlamedim talmidav midrash o'in Yaakov, the teacher should teach his students medrash o'in Yaakov, v'kvar amru chazal, and our sages already said, ritzoncha shtakir t'mi sh'amar v'ayah ha'olam, if you wish to recognize he who said and the world was, he just declared the world should be and it was, limod agada, then learn the Haggadah, learn the stories of the sages. V'atalmid hagadol yoter yilmad be'atzmo, and the older student will learn alone. V'kshorotzam lamed lomar lifnei talmidah v'ze inyan misifrei ha-musar, and when the teacher wants to tell the student something from the works of Musar, how to be a better person, tov shelo yidaber lo me'inyanei onesh levad. It's good, he shouldn't speak only about punishment. גם יקרא לפניו מענייני גדלות נשמת ישראל, he should also read before them about the greatness of the soul of the Israelite, ומהתקרבותה לשם והתעלותם גם על מצב המלאכים, and its capacity to come close to Hashem and become higher even in the situation of the place of the angels. כי אף שנפש הנער נכנעת מן המוסר והעונש, because even though the soul of the lad might forfeit to being taught how to be right and fear of punishment, אבל לא בלבד שאינה מתקרבת לנו בזה בלבד, but not only does she not come closer to us with this alone, רק גם פצע התרחקות הנעל יכולה בזה לראות בו, but the wound of distancing that was previously mentioned can also show up in him because you keep telling him about the punishment and telling him don't be this way, be that way. And when you also tell the child about the greatness of Israel, as gam divrei musar yoilu, then the words of rebuke will also be beneficial. And then the soul of the lad gets aroused and gets excited. Should we make a run for the last paragraph? And then we'll finish the first the intro. Yeah? Huh? Okay. וכן את המשל לא יזנחו המלמדים מאבות הבנים. And the same thing, an allegory shouldn't just be left behind by the teachers and the parents. וכבר זירו חזן, our sages already warned, ורבנים Amrin Ali Mashal Azeh Kal Beinecha. Sages taught, don't take allegories lightly. Shal Yadei Mashal Azeh Adam Yechol La'amod B'Divrei Torah. That through allegories, people could attain the words of Torah. Ad Kan. Uv'yoter Tzichim Neshamesh Bo Banarim. And then it needs to be used even more so with the lads. V'lo B'Divrei Sechel HaTorah Bilvad. You can't just use the intellect of the Torah. Rak Gam B'Inyanei HaMusar. Also, when it comes, also they have to be taught rebuke. And we have to use allegories in that as well. V'tzichim nedakdek b'mashal, and we have to be careful in giving an allegory. L'saper oto nachon al haseder, to tell it correctly in the right order. Kilu ha'maase kach haya, as though this is what really happened. Ki kach darko shel hanal, this is the way lads work. Af sheyodeh u'shirak mashalu, even though he knows it's only an allegory, mikol makom b'sha sheshumeh oto, nonetheless, when he hears the allegory, ro'eh u'bedimiyono et kol ha'maase kilu nasa be'emet. In his mind, he imagines as though it really happened. And the story affects him more than the message you're trying to give him. He's more impressed with the story than the message. And so too, in this work, in the third chapter, we tell an allegory and we tell it a little bit at length, even though to get the message across, you don't need the allegory to be so lengthy. V'tziyanu tanagot asandlar in tfilato, but we painted the behavior of the shoemaker we'll describe there and his prayer. Be'ofen shifel hanar mimenu, because we want to do it in a way that the lad is going to be impressed by it. V'yitorer me'at shelo lachmod kol kach ta'olam, and he'll be aroused a little bit. Not to desire the world so much, רק להתקרב לשם, but to come close to Hashem, בתורה ועבודה באמת, in Torah, in service, in a true way.